I'm gonna cut right to it. I wanna go out with you next Friday.
You wanna go out with me? Do I have anything to say about this?
Sure, you could say, what time?
I'm not getting in the middle of this. Whoa, big fella, whoa!
What are you doing?
Gary's my servant for a week. Down, boy.
Why?
I need a deal. Don't ask.
I found a poem he wrote.
Tucker? A poem?
I promised not to show it to anybody if he'd be my servant for a week.
Enough, you little spud. One more word and the deal's off.
No sweat. Hurry up and tell your story. I've got some dirty socks that you've got to wash.
Okay. I've got a special story tonight. There's an old saying, what goes around comes around. In my story, a kid finds out that no matter what you do, good or bad, it always comes back at you. It's great if you do something nice, but if you do something rotten, watch out. It's coming back, and probably when you least expect it. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society, I call this story The Tale of the Crimson Clown. Mike was a pretty average kid who worked a paper route. It was the day before his mother's birthday, and he managed to save $70 to buy her a gift.
Come on, we gotta get to the store before it closes.
Go yourself, I'm watching something.
Sam, it's Mom's birthday tomorrow. We have to get her a present together. Let's go.
Go where?
Skating. Just for a little while.
Yeah, wouldn't want to get too chilly skating, would we?
Keep your eye on your brother and be home at 6.
Okay. Skates. I guess we'll need these, won't we? Skates.
Don't buy anything here.
Sam.
I'm going to the toy store.
I'm supposed to watch you.
No sweat. Watch me leave.
Sam, we gotta get Mom's present.
No, you gotta get Mom's present. I'm out of here.
Forget it.
Would you lighten up? I'm only going next door.
Well, just go next door, all right? And don't leave till I come get you.
Yes, ma'am.
$100.
Right.
Can I help you?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking for a birthday gift for my mom.
I see. Well, my friend, how much are you willing to spend?
$70.
Let me see now. Oh, yeah. How about this little prize?
It's perfect. Sam, what do you think? Sam?
It's okay.
I'll take it. How much is it?
for you, $50.
All right.
Is there a problem?
Well, my money's gone. Oh, I must have left it at home. I'm sure I brought it.
I see. Maybe another time.
Sam, have you seen my money? Sam? Where did you get this?
The toy store.
With what money?
My birthday money.
You spent that on a bike.
I had some left over.
No, you didn't. You spent it all. You stole my money.
Let's consider it a loan.
Sam, that money was for Mom's birthday gift. It was all I had.
Oh, well, too late now.
No, it's not. We're getting it back.
No, oh, can we just return something?
Oh, well, guess it missed your chance.
No, I didn't. Come on. Can I pay you tomorrow? I swear, please. It's my mom's birthday.
Sorry. Come back when you got the money.
Does this mean we can go home now?
Do you know what happens to bad kids? I mean really bad kids like you.
No, why don't you tell me?
Whenever you get snotty with somebody, whenever you hurt someone, whenever you're selfish or insult somebody.
Yeah, yeah, I better not pout, I better not shout, because Santa Claus is coming to town.
Sam, whenever you're bad, and that means when you steal. The Crimson Clown is watching you.
Ooh.
Watch out, Sam, or he'll get you.
Ooh, I'm scared.
Don't believe me? You'll see. Now we're late. Mom's gonna be ticked.
Well, who cares?
You shouldn't. Because of you, we don't have a gift for her.
Just put some cash in a card. She'll be happy.
You stole my cash, remember?
Why don't you ask your pal, the Crimson Clown?
Come on. Come on, let's go. I'll be right down.
Yeah, whatever.
Where have you been? Look at the time. Where's Michael?
Upstairs.
I told you to be back at 6.
I'm sorry, Mom. I wanted to come home, but Mike said he wanted to see his friends and he didn't care how late we'd be.
Oh, is that right? Well, we'll just see about that. Michael, get down here right now!
Yeah, Mom?
Why are you so late? And what's this I hear about you not caring what time you get home? Especially when you have your little brother to look after? I mean, how many times do I have to tell you this? You have to do your homework, you have to have a bath, we haven't even had dinner. I've been telling you this kind of thing since you were 5 years old! Now listen, I have to be able to count on you. You're the man of the house. I want to... Look at me, young man, when I talk to you. Now, I want you to get up in your room, and I don't want to hear one word out of you until dinner's on the table. Is that clear?
Gotcha. Yeah?
Supper will be ready soon. Wash up.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Sure, Mom. Just mad at Mike for getting you so upset.
Don't worry about it. Let's go.
What thing?
That!
Very funny. Dinner's ready. Don't make Mom any madder than she already is.
Staring at turd face.
All right, Sam, it's time for bed.
Can I stay up a little bit longer?
Yeah, Mom. He could watch a really scary horror movie. Sam would love that.
That's okay.
Wimp.
I'm not, you overgrown dirtbag.
Whoa, keep it up and the Crimson Clown will get you.
Cut it out with this stupid clown stuff. I know what you're doing and I'm not scared.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. We're at the ice rink, and he was being a pain. So I told him if he keeps on being bad, a Crimson Clown will get him.
Mike!
I didn't even think he was listening. He never listens to anybody.
Just give him a break, sweetie. He's still little.
Yeah, a little jerk.
You're the jerk, Mike. You geek. Now what? Nothing. Thank you.
Better get to sleep or Mom will kill you.
What do you care?
Hey, Sam. That stuff I said about the clown, it isn't true, you know. I was just mad at you.
Yeah, whatever. A dream. Mike! Mike!
I can't help you, Sam.
Mike! No!
Nobody will help you, Sam. Nobody wants to. There's nowhere to go, nowhere to hide.
Come on, hurry up.
Mike, you're here.
Yeah.
Everything's okay. I'm okay. I got another chance. I got it.
What?
You got another chance. Haha, all right.
Sam. Can I open it now? It's from me and Sam.
Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you both.
Sam got what he asked for.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Another chance.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Every kid deserves another chance. And the Crimson Clown gave him his.
with a little help from Mike.
That is a great story. Yeah. What did you think, Tucker?
I'll do my own socks.
Yes.
What are you doing? You might need it.
I doubt it.
So, we going out or what?
Well, like Gary said, what goes around comes around. It's a real hot offer. But I just think you need to cool off.
Can I walk you home?
Sure.